Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 430 on the dot. Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Good. Are we playing nice today?
Who, you and me?
No. You guys.
Yesterday, you didn't let him do a segment because we were fighting.
Yesterday, we just did like 10 seconds
of
weather.
We cut him off.
It was like, we're fighting. Goodbye.
Well, you know what, though? I was doing you a favor.
Oh, I know you were.
Yeah, because we were fighting about race, and I know that's not something you want. I wouldn't want, look, it's not that you're a puss or something. I would not want to be on the phone when someone's fighting about race because I have no control. I can't see everyone. I can't read the room. I didn't want to do it sitting here. So the last thing I want to do
I appreciate it.
Yeah. And I would feel the same way. Like if I called into Mark Cox's show and they started talking about something that is that high stakes, leave me out of it. Unless I can be there and watch everyone's eyes and know what everyone is saying. Yeah, I want no part in it. It's dangerous enough just doing it when you're doing it here. And if I were smarter, honestly, I would never talk about it. But then, what are we doing? Yeah. You know, if all you do is just make jokes or talk about prep kind of stuff, then you're not helping anybody or hurting.
Mm-hmm. So thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
So, Dave, what is your take on race? Now's your chance.
Well, I love the Indy 500.
Just on a sunny day.
Do we have the sun one more day, maybe, please?
Yeah, for the most part. Tomorrow's one of these days where you're going to wake up and you're going to go, oh, look, it's a bright, sunny day. But the clouds will be taking over during the afternoon. Dry day, 38 for the high tomorrow, so that at least it's better anyway, temperature-wise.
Let me refine the Dave Glover day, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, 100% sunshine.
Well, no. What you just said, I would much rather wake up to sun and then have it get kind of gloomy,
than the opposite.
Yeah, kind of like sunshine. Today, we woke up to clouds, and then more and more sun came out.
Waking up to sun is huge.
Yes.
Makes a giant difference to me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, then Thursday, Friday, a lot of clouds around, but warmer. 49, 50 on Thursday, 52 on Friday. And again, still holding on track for a pretty good shot of rain, all rain Friday night and into at least part of Saturday. I think we're going to be pushing 60 degrees for the high on Saturday. Could be a couple of thunderstorms Friday night, but I don't think they're severe.
Man, what's causing the big yo-yo?
You know, it's kind of the pattern that is setting up this time of year. It's a great clue for where we're headed for this winter, which is why we wait so long to issue that winter forecast. But to see what these patterns are going to shape up to be, it's just a good clue is that when the western U.S. warms up, we typically get really cold. And that's what's going on right now. When the West gets cold and wet, which is going to happen Wednesday night and Thursday, we tend to warm up. It's a pattern that happens every time.
Okay, so this is the race relations of meteorology. But can you talk any more openly now that you're not on a major network about this, the climate change report from the government and Donald Trump saying, I don't know, that's a worst case scenario. Do you want to weigh in at all?
No.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I have opened on this a lot. I'm a cycle guy. Does man's influence on nature and on the atmosphere have an effect? Absolutely. But I'm also a guy who believes in cycles. I don't like to put all my eggs in one basket, especially when it comes to weather and climate. It's really difficult in this science to say, yes, this is what's going to happen 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 100 years from now. There are times I don't even know what 5 days are going to bring us.
That's an interesting point. I've never heard it explained like that. But yeah, if we have difficulty explaining the weather a week from now, never thought about it that way.
So how much of it, Dave, within your business is political? in that, for example, well, look, if you want to teach meteorology at a major university, do not say crap about possible climate change not being man-made.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I think in modern meteorology school, atmospheric science, it has to be talked about. It has to be studied. And the pros and cons, take the political side of it out and really stick with the structure of the science as we know it right now.
Is your corner on climate change?
Amazingly enough, it is.
It's sponsored by climate change.
That's right. Sponsored by Schnucks. Get a little more holiday this season with Schnucks Rewards. Download the app today. I want to talk about anger issues. And I think there are a lot of people roaming around. Thank you very much.
What's your problem,
Mark? Over the years of television, Dave had very many anchor issues.
Anger issues, both. Dave's like, anchors? Yeah. I know friends, I know family that have these issues. And it's a big problem, and I think it's getting worse. And it's a medical diagnosis. You can go to a doc, and they'll tell you, and they'll try and treat it the best they can. But I think it's something that people need to take and look at from a personal point of view. In other words, avoid the triggers if you can. A prime example is CNN and Fox. Depending on what side of the politics you fall on, if you are conservative and you watch CNN, you're going to walk away pissed off, and vice versa. It's just the way it works. And for the life of me, I don't understand how people, they keep going back to it, and they walk away, and they're all freaked out, and it happens every single day. I got friends.
It's like a drug.
They're going there knowing they're going to walk away upset, but they continue. It drags them in. They keep going there.
Can I jump in here?
Absolutely.
Because having now been out of news for 2.5 months, I watch very little local news, very little national news. I never turn on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, never, ever, which I used to do all the time. And all I really do is read two newspapers, USA Today, which I'm not a huge fan of, but I read it anyway, and the Wall Street Journal. And I'm the happiest I've ever been in my head about the state of the world.
So let's keep drilling down on this.
Okay.
And it's a bit biting the hand that feeds me, being on 97.1.
Sure.
But what would be the likely outcome if you just stopped taking news? If you just didn't know what they were saying on Fox News or CNN? What's not the worst case or the best case? What's the likely outcome to a human if they just disengage, they just detach from it?
I think there's more people than you think that do that.
Yes. And maybe they wouldn't be having conversations as much around the water cooler or at cocktail parties or something like that. So if somebody said,
let me put it another way.
Okay.
If you stopped partaking Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, the whole bit, how much would you be missing out on actual what's going on in the world?
I think you would feel better about the world.
You wouldn't be getting the negative, that's for sure, because unfortunately, if it bleeds, it leads, and that's the stories that they start with, and we talked about the late news, whatever it is.
So what's the downside? Why doesn't everyone just disengage?
The downside...
You have to be informed. As part of the American public, that's part of our responsibility, to be informed of the news of what's going on. I don't think it's an obligation to be politically informed by the news, like a CNN, an MSNBC, or a Fox, but I think it is our obligation to be informed.
That being said, the news comes out, there's a mass shooting, so you know about it. So now you're informed about it. What has it done for you? Kind of goes back to your question, Dave.
What do we need to know?
I mean, I think we need to know when there's a mass shooting, but this always bothers me whenever there's a shooting, and then Fox, my preferred news station, just covers it and covers it and covers it. We hyper-focus on it because of the 24-hour news cycle and because it's like, this will get ratings if you keep pushing this.
Yeah, but Dave, you summed that up about a week and a half ago after one of the last mass shootings. You said that we're becoming almost numb to it, that you know you're shaving in the morning, you're getting ready for work, whatever you're getting ready to, and you hear that you know it's going to take an extra hour to get to work because of traffic on 40. And then the next story is there's been a mass shooting and blah, blah, blah. And your reaction is, yeah, okay, fine. My day continues.
Mm. Well, I think, and it's anything that comes at you, the more it comes at you, the more numb you get to it. I mean,
yes.
10 years ago, mass shooting, and everybody's, oh, my God. And we've talked about within 3 or 4 days now, it's on the second page, page five. Then they're not even covering it because, unfortunately, something else takes its place.
So let's make the argument that no one's making. People out there listening right now are probably banging their steering wheel saying, you have to be engaged politically so that you know what's going on, you know what party is doing what politicians doing what, and so you know how to vote. Mm-hmm. So do you guys, pardon me, think that you don't need any of the Fox News, CNN, any of that? You can just keep up on daily current events and once a year or so go to the polling place and then you're done with it?
I think you need to be informed on the candidates. I'm not sure you have to do that every day. And you certainly have to be informed on propositions, but you can do that by reading about it a week before the election.
So an analogy, I typically have an idea, being a casual Cardinals baseball fan, if yeah. they're in first place or last place, and kind
and
of who's the star
well.
And who's
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
But I have no, I couldn't tell, it's been since I was a kid that I could tell you the whole Cardinals lineup.
Yeah.
I have friends, yeah. grown men, that can tell you the whole Cardinals lineup, all their batting averages, who's doing well in AAA.
Yeah.
And I think there's an analogy to that for politics, that we all know people who are like that with politics. They can drill down so deep.
Right, right.
I think the casual observer, like you are with Cardinals baseball, is the most healthy way to go about watching the news. But, unfortunately, most people, myself certainly included, are incapable of doing that because I get too worked up about it. I can't just...
And this is pretty recent, don't you think? Like, it's been during my career that it was like this. I'm sure there were news junkies and political junkies going all the way back, but I've been on the air since 2000, and it was probably about 2003, 4, 5 when it really, really, like, became a thing.
Because politics... are sports now. Like, it's not even an analogy, it's just a fact. It's you're rooting for your team. You look up at mm-hmm. Fox, the Five is on right now. The Five is five people sitting around giving their opinion, giving their take, like you would see on SportsCenter. Like,
exactly.
In my opinion, right. in the next game, this guy's going to do blah, blah, blah. That is what they are doing with politicians and with politicians' behaviors.
Which used
it's
to
not
be
necessarily helpful to
anyone.
In the
old days was just... the Sunday shows,
right.
which yeah. no one watched.
Right. Yeah. And going back to what you said, Dave Murray, about being informed, but unfortunately, when you have voters going in, it's all they're talking about is the negative. They've proven right. that negative ads work. So in other words, the guy goes in to vote and go, well, I'm not voting for that jackass because he did this. They don't even know about the person they're voting for. They're just voting the lesser of two evils, which is terrible.
I also don't remember a time ever where politicians and pundits alike force you to take a side. Like you are on a team or you are a
piece
of crap.
It's like prison.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't kind of be a Crip and kind of be a Blood.
No. Well, and the word moderate is still a negative. You know, if you're not in one camp, you know, solely vested in that, like you said, then something wrong with you. You're a moderate and that is a bad word.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And not only has this happened in my lifetime, it's happened in my radio career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so recent.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there a next stage of evolution for this?
We're not to the bottom yet.
Wow.
It's still getting worse before it
wow.
comes before it gets better.
That's depressing.
Yeah. We haven't seen
a lot worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen the...
Oh.
Well, what's happened
It'll
now...
It'll snap back, but we're not there yet.
What's happened now is, I think since Obama, and I'm not blaming Barack, and I'm not blaming Donald, but I think that it coincided with Barack Obama being elected, good, bad, indifferent, that talk radio was way meaner and dirtier than politics, at least not backroom politics, but like on the surface, mm-hmm. what they would show you. And then around 2008, man, they started matching us.
Gloves came off.
And, yeah, and bettering us. And now, during this era, it's just, it's hard for talk radio and CNN and MSNBC to keep up with the crazy and the in-your-face. So, yeah, we're watching something evolve. Watching it day to day, week to week. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.